Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Eric Johnson. Well, the overactive winter weather could lead to a wet spring in many areas. A wet spring brings the worry of fungus issues to crops. Matt Malone of BASF says farmers should be considering fungicide options now rather than waiting until the last minute.
One of the biggest misconceptions about the fungicide market today is the dexterity that we may have or the flexibility that we would have relative to what we see in the herbicide market. In often cases, if we've made a mistake with our preventative control in the herbicide world, we have the option to go back and clean up our problems. The fungicide market doesn't really present any of those options. So keeping an eye on what the environment is doing, is it fostering the opportunity for disease development, fungal pathogen development, and are we putting a plan in place now, so that if those conditions continue to favor disease development, are we going to be able to react in a timely fashion to get that problem suppressed before we see the actual problem manifest itself in our crop?
He says it is important to consider the problems that may be in your area and evaluate the entire situation.
Be far from saying that every circumstance necessitates a fungicide application. I think that any choice of using an input requires a little bit of investment. Our biggest concern is that oftentimes it's not that we've made a choice, it's that we've chosen not to consider the option, especially in a depressed commodity market. Every one of our input decisions are being scrutinized, which begs the question about if we are going to make this choice to use a fungicide, have we truly evaluated the pros and cons? Do we know what we are getting out of this product? Do we know what our return on investment of this product will be? And are we certain that this product will result in a difference that we can see both financially and in the field?
Legislation introduced in both the House and the Senate would repeal the estate tax. Pat Wolf, American Farm Bureau Federation Senior Director of Congressional Relations, says tax reform increased the estate tax threshold, but the exemption level is not permanent.
Tax reform that was recently passed by Congress increased the estate tax exemption level. In fact, it doubled it to a little over $11 million a person. At that level, most farmers and ranchers don't have to worry about paying the estate tax until 2026, because that new exemption level goes away.
Because the exemption is temporary, farmers and ranchers must still plan to pay potential tax beyond the year 2026. However, legislation in the House and the Senate would repeal that tax completely.
If you don't know what the exemption level is going to be, you have to plan for the worst. Legislation has been introduced to completely repeal the estate tax. That would be the best possible outcome. Then farmers and ranchers wouldn't have to worry about the tax. And Farm Bureau is working to secure passage and the maximum support that we can for that repeal legislation.
Wolf says farmers and ranchers should tell lawmakers about the importance of repealing the estate tax.
Farmers and ranchers who have an issue or a problem with the estate tax should pick up the phone and call their member of Congress. The bill in the House is H.R. 218. It's a bipartisan bill introduced by Jason Smith of Missouri and Sanford Bishop of Georgia. In the Senate, the bill is S. 215, and that bill is offered by Senator John Thune of South Dakota.
The U.S. has asked China to lower tariffs on ethanol imports as part of the ongoing talks between the two nations. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue Tuesday confirmed the U.S. request, saying that we certainly would love to be below 15% tariff levels, but did not say what level the U.S. was asking for, according to Reuters. Last summer, through its tit-for-tat trade war, China imposed retaliatory tariffs of up to 70% on U.S. ethanol shipments. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a moment.